说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese.
Hello, elementaries. This is Chinese Pod, bringing you a lesson in spoken Mandarin all the way from China. My name is Ken Carroll.
And I'm Jenny.
Now, we have a husband and wife act here, don't
oh,
we?
Oh, yes.
I don't mean you, Amy. I mean the dialogue, husband and wife act.
And they're doing something rather mundane.
They are.
But very necessary in life.
Well, they're doing something that always happens. I'm not trying to be funny here, between husband and wife.
Yeah, which is...
Well, the husband forgets stuff.
Yeah, and the wife knows he's forgotten something.
There's something really strange about how women always know whatever's going on and they never forget stuff. But anyway, that's a topic for slightly later in this lesson. Let's listen to the forgetful husband and the somewhat, not exasperated, but... She's kind of getting a little bit impatient. All right, let's listen to that dialogue three times. After that, we'll come back and we'll take it apart.
对话第一遍。
东西都带了吗？
带了，手机、钱包、钥匙。哎。钥匙没带，
哎，在桌子上嘛。
我去看看，在。
好了，走吧。
第二遍，
东西都带了吗？
带了，手机、钱包、钥匙。哎。钥匙没带，
哎，在桌子上嘛。
我去看看，在。
好了，走吧。
第三遍，
东西都带了吗？
带了，手机、钱包、钥匙。哎。钥匙没带，
哎，在桌子上嘛。
我去看看，在。
好了，走吧。
Now, this is a fairly easy alley.
I think so.
Yeah, but I think there's some interesting... I think the mood is interesting. And I think we can look at maybe the pronunciation and the intonation as well, how to convey the mood and so
yes,
on.
Yes, less is more.
Yes, all right. So let's do the translation.
东西都带了吗?
Did you bring everything?
东西都带了吗?
Have you got everything?
东西都带了吗? 带了。手机、钱包、钥匙，哎，钥匙没带。
Yeah, I've got everything. Cell phone, wallet, keys. Oh no, keys. I didn't bring the keys.
带了，手机、钱包、钥匙，钥匙没带。
Yeah, I've brought the stuff. The cell phone, the wallet, the keys. Oh no, the keys I didn't bring.
带了，手机、钱包、钥匙。哎，钥匙没带。哎，在桌子上吗？
Yeah, are they on the table?
哎，在桌子上吗？
Are the keys on the table?
哎，在桌子上吗？我去看看，在。
I'll go and take a look. Yes, they're here.
我去看看，在。
I'll go take a look. Yeah, they're here.
我去看看，在。好了，走吧。
Okay, let's go.
好了，走吧。
All right, let's get going.
好了，走吧。
There you have it. Now, again, quite easy, but very, very high-frequency language and very useful, I believe. Now, the first sentence.
东西都带了吗?东西都带了吗?
Now, I think the syntax is kind of interesting. It's like the stuff all carried, literally.
Yes.
And a question mark.
Yeah.
Right, so it's fairly straightforward. So 东西, as you know, just means stuff. And the verb to carry or to take something with you.
带,
带。
Yeah, so it's a nice simple pattern here, but let's practice it a couple of times, please, Jenny.
东西都带了吗？东西都带了吗？
So it's basically, have you got everything, right? Obviously, that means in context, when you're going somewhere.
Yes.
And you've got all the stuff that you need in that context.
Yep.
So there you go.
We can switch other nouns, other words,
too. Yeah.
For example, can 钱带了吗?
Yeah, you could say. And I would say, no, never.
我带了。
Expect you to pay for everything.
没关系,我带了。
Good, good, good. Now, let's look at his 东西. So which 东西 is he talking about here?
手机,钱包。钥匙.
Great. This is fairly straightforward again, but let's look at the tones. So the first word is
手机,手机.
Now that sounds like a third and a first, does it not?
You're correct.
And that is your
cell phone.
Your cell phone. 手机.
对,手机.
Now the wallet.
钱包,钱包.
A second and a first, is that right?
That's right.
A second and a first. Let's hear it again.
钱包.钱包.
Now, literally translated, these two characters mean
money and sack.
Money sack.
Money bag.
Money bag.
Oh, I can see dollar signs and a huge bag of gold.
Yeah, money bag.
钱包.
Well, I mean, in English, we call someone money bags if they're very rich. This is a little mnemonic there.
对.
Your 钱包 is your money bag, your wallet.
The last of the Holy Trinity,
yes.
I think.
Yeah.
钥匙钥匙
钥匙 Now the tones on this quite often get me for some reason. 钥匙 What are the tones on it?
They are a fourth and a neutral.
Yeah, I think it's always because fourth tone is the verb to want. And I, for some reason I have this mental block. It can't be the same.
You can do it, Ken.
Yeah. So
you
it
can
is
overcome the block.
It's exactly the same sound, right? To overcome the block. So once again, keys are...
钥匙
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 There you go. So let's hear the three items together.
手机钱包钥匙
There you go. However, he forgot to bring the 钥匙 And so
钥匙没带钥匙没带
Very straightforward again. 没带 I didn't bring them. I don't have them. I haven't got them on me. All right.
That's right.
Now, of course, she knows where they are, or she at least he asked the question. She's having a sort of an educated guess.
Yeah. 哎，在桌子上吗？哎，在桌子上吗？
Are they on the table? Now, notice there's no subject here.
Nope.
The object of the sentence is the table, right? It's implied.
That's true.
Now, it's interesting you can do that in Chinese. Well, you could do it in English, too. Are they on the table? But there you are. Now, and he says,
我去看看,在。我去看看,在。
And again, the efficiency here, because she asked the question, the verb in the question was,
在桌子上吗?在。桌子上吗?
So literally, to be present on the table. And so the answer is, he uses the same verb.
在, 在.
So it's interesting in Chinese, there isn't a single way to say yes. There's a million ways to say yes.
And very often you just repeat the verb.
That's it. You listen for the verb in the sentence and you use that verb to reply.
对.
So there you have it.
Either in the affirmative or the negative.
Yes.
You can also say 不在.
不在. That's right.And last sentence again, very straightforward but useful.
好了，走吧。好了，走吧。
好了，走吧。That's it. She's being patient with him, I see.
对。
She's saying, 好了。Okay, good. Let's go. Let's get going. Let's get moving.
走吧。
Yeah. Now, the interesting thing here, to be honest, in my case with my wife, I am the one who is more likely to forget the keys.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. Men are just more forgetful. Women are just better with details. They just are.
However, stereotype confirmed. However,
I'm talking about my situation.
There's
a
twist.
There's a twist. But I am more likely to be ready to go on time. So this is just like a conundrum.
Why
is that? Does that tell us anything? Maybe not.
I think it does.
Does it? What's that?
I have the answer, but after the dialogue.
Okay.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Chinese Pod Trivia. Our first question is...How long will it take you to become an intermediate Chinese speaker using the ChinesePod app? Is it A, the rest of your life? B, you should already be an intermediate speaker? C, 3 months? Or D, ChinesePod has an app?
You should already be in...
Ooh, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, 3 months. That's right. Head over to ChinesePod.com now to register for your access to over 4,000 lessons. Get the ChinesePod app now on Google Play or the App Store.
]对话,第一遍.
东西都带了吗?
带了,手机,钱包,钥匙... 钥匙没带。
在桌子上嘛。
我去看看。
在。
好了,走吧。
第二遍。
东西都带了吗?
带了,手机,钱包,钥匙。 钥匙没带。
在桌子上嘛。
我去看看。
在。
好了,走吧。
第三遍。
东西都带了吗?
带了,手机,钱包,钥匙。 钥匙没带。
在桌子上嘛。
我去看看。
在。
好了,走吧。
Okay, tell us.
Oh, my mom is notoriously slow.
Yes.
Because, you know, she needs to take care of the way she looks.
Yes.
So she needs at least an hour to get ready, to set her hair, to do her makeup, to look pretty. And sometimes just before the moment she walks out of the door, she doesn't like the shoes. So she changes another pair of shoes, and that doesn't go with her outfit. She changes the outfit.
Wow.
Yeah, and then she also needs to make sure all the lights are turned off.
Of course.
And, you know, take care of the home stuff.
Well, again...
We've got so many duties, Ken.
Yeah, I know. No, again, that's my observation. I'm not saying it's true in all cases. What I know is my wife is really good in details, and I'm not.
Mm.
So thankfully, I'm thankful for that, I can assure you.
You found your heavenly match.
Ah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Anyway, we hope that was useful, and it's fairly representative, perhaps, of certainly of the language you'll hear in sort of normal situations. We'll be back again tomorrow with another lesson. In the meantime, go to ChinesePod.com, explore, discover, learn, make the connections. We'll be making the connection again tomorrow.
Yes, we will.
But until then,
再见.
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.chinesepod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number
0985.
So just go to www.chinesepod.com/0985 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/0985.